some news that may impact you and your plans for the remainder of the year. Maybe, and it might help out a little bit for the tourist industry in Canada that's been pounded into oblivion by border closures with the United States. Canada is going to open the border to fully vaccinated U.S. citizens August 9th. Some safety protocols will still be in place, but Americans who have been vaccinated with Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, or AstraZeneca will be allowed to enter Canada for non-essential travel without quarantining. That, according to public health officials, it has to have been at least 14 days since receiving the second dose or final dose. In the case of the Johnson & Johnson, travelers will have to provide proof of vaccination, be asymptomatic, present a negative COVID-19 molecular test as well. 12 and under can enter if they're not vaccinated, as long as they are accompanied by a fully vaccinated parent or guardian who has a right to enter Canada. Children must meet all other criteria. Anyone who doesn't meet the requirements for non-essential travel will be denied entry. So there it is, Canada beginning to reopen to the United States, while our southern border remains completely open. Canada considering opening the northern border to those that are fully vaccinated. So that's, I mean, honestly, it is the longest undefended border in the world. It's a big deal. And it's an important situation to keep track of. It truly is, because of all the trade that goes back and forth. Canada is America's biggest trading partner. As a general rule, we trade with Canada more than anybody. And so that being open is incredibly important. A very sad story continues to unfold out of Michigan Center. Michigan Center schools and its athletic community have had a tough few years, so says Superintendent Brady Cook. But the loss of three recent graduates really hurt them. Dawson Brown, Richie Mays, and Cole Sova all died Saturday from carbon monoxide poisoning in a camper in Lenawee County. They were there for the Faster Horses Country Music event at Michigan International Speedway. Two others, Ray Johnson of Jackson, Curtis Stitt of Hesperia, both remain hospitalized, critical condition. No idea if they're going to pull through this or not. But hundreds turned out. Hundreds turned out for a candlelight vigil at the school's football stadium. It's a tough punch. A really tough punch. Singing Amazing Grace, the outpouring of love you're seeing, a reflection of the legacy these kids left behind, said Cook. He called them some of the smartest, most athletic guys with unlimited potential that he's known gone too early. Yeah, it's just terrible, terrible loss. And you know what? Carbon monoxide. This is something. Teach your kids. Seriously, teach your kids about the danger of carbon monoxide and why it's so important that you stay away from it. It's such an avoidable loss. It was such an avoidable tragedy. With a bit of education, you don't put fumes, a generator, inside a closed space. You don't put it too close to where you are. You have to have great ventilation. The wind has to be the right direction. Don't make that mistake. Let's start in a different direction now and leave you with something positive, if possible. The last Arctic grayling seen in Michigan was sometime when Franklin Roosevelt was president. Almost 100 years since local extinction in other waterways, Michigan is now working to reintroduce the grayling. It was so prevalent, we named a town after it. Hello, grayling. How are you doing today? It thrived in the state's cold water streams. Fishermen and wildlife enthusiasts visited destinations like the Au Sable. Ernest Hemingway fished for grayling here? It's a striking fish, beautiful fish, sail-like dorsal fin, slate blue coloration, but it was virtually the only native stream salmonid in northern Lower Peninsula, and it vanished in the 1930s. Habitat destruction was the number one cause. And, of course, brown trout and other fish that came in that were very aggressive. The grayling is a bit of a fragile fish in many ways. But the Michigan Arctic Grayling Initiative brought together the Michigan DNR, the Little River Band of the Ottawa Indians, and more than 40 other partners working to bring the locally extinct species back. And the DNR said this week that late this past spring, they received the 2021 year class of brood eggs from Alaska. A year class is a group of fish raised from the same year's eggs. In other words, fish that are the same age. The eggs from this year's class will help establish a brood population in Michigan. The next class planned for May 2022, when the DNR and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game will collect eggs from Alaska's Chena River. It's not going to be easy. This is going to be a tough deal to pull off. The DNR says the first fish from the Arctic grayling brood stock expected to be available for reintroduction 24 or 25. This is not an easy run, because the brown trout and other fish that were introduced here that are non-native are very aggressive. And so the fry from grayling and other fish, vulnerable to predation. The logging that choked the rivers with silt and other problems, that has long since been cleaned up. Don't forget to support PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com, your American-only farming source for fruits and vegetables, steak on the grill, the best meats and cheeses for your deli tray, and a great Dagwood sandwich. All available at PatriotFoods.com, and if you spend $100 or more, it's free delivery anywhere in America. It's blueberry season right now. You want the best in the world? Go to PatriotFoods.com. Support American farmers. Support Michigan farmers. PatriotFoods.com. Go now.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.